I go from Thursday and Friday, 26th and 27th of October.
Repacking the suitcases. We are asked not to stay. Going to ask with our suitcases and see if we can unpack, go through the frequencies, different demodeling methods, different antenna positions. I'm here and everything, but I'm like, oof, I don't know how to make it apply. But that was the thing I could make apply.
Sound. A loud, scratchy, ripping sound repeats several times while a very soft choir sings in the background.
And action. What was the highlight of your day? How do you create spaces that, you know, not everyone has access to, but the people that need it can find it? I think that's the question. The question of degrees of access and degrees of visibility and safety of online spaces. You have different ways to create filters so that the people who pass through this filter feel safe without necessarily having degrees of hierarchy or membership. Maybe some mapping of different techniques where this could be achieved, or comparing previous experiences or desires for future things. I have to explain my messy files.
Sound. Water running from a tap and splashing in a basin.
I might be able to use salted water, for example, the sea itself, as a ground. Also, there's a possibility to build a listening device via mulberry and kombucha. Maybe. What the hell is water? I have to watch out that I don't put water on the machine.
Image. A basin is placed directly upon a toilet. On the toilet, it is written Trinkwasser. A book is resting on the toilet flush. The bricks of the walls are painted in white, black and red.
8 pillars. Well-functioning government. Equitable distribution of resources. Free flow of information. Good relation with neighbors. High levels of human capital. Rights of others acceptance. Good anti-corruption index. Sound business environment. Attitudes, structures creating sustaining peaceful societies. Oh, this kinda. Damn, there are a lot of vulnerabilities. And how responsible do we become? Or how much can we spread the responsibilities through the group entirely? Yeah. Yeah. Free flow of information improved, but the quality is not measured. Doing coding, which is a bit depressing. You just want a goulash in this place.
Sound. A snippet from an Italian podcast in which a journalist tries to discover what are, according to tradition, the typical dishes for the 15th of August menu among Barivecchia housewives, restaurateur and gourmet. A woman mentions plates such as braciole, polpette, agnello, involtino. Sound of oil frying in a pan. Laughters. Between all these delicacies, the interviewer is interested in the recipe of the famous bracciolona. Pepper, salt, fry the meat in the pan, and you have a ragù. For the owner of a restaurant, seafoods and fish are the must. A long list of primi and secondi piatti follows. All this in one meal, of course. Sound of boiling water. The interviewer is worried that all this food is a bit too much. The cook answers, these are only just the appetizers.
The body. The body work I'm interested in. It's a technology, but it's a different type of technology. It is one that has such history and tradition. But I don't know how to take that, especially into a pad context, to apply it in the context of this work session. It is how body work works too, is that you have to kind of know what your body is. So how to take that technology and center it into something that's really key. The connection with the bodywork, I think some people feel discomfort and other people feel comfort. But I don't know if you want to navigate that tension zone. Well, that's what I do. Seems very crucial.
Image: a workstation in a workshop crowded with hand tools, power tools, and support structures. It looks very dusty.
Researching what certain unrecognizable channels could be. Later, a transmitter. We try to transmit a long limbo from Jesse Lanza and listen to it via radio. It took us 40 minutes to be able to hear it for 5 seconds. But it was still super fun. Yay! Yay! Yay!
Image: two people are leaning intently on a table while looking at some circuits through a big magnifying glass. Sound: a soft, continuous static noise. It sounds like light rain with a bit of hail on a window pane.
What I'm saying now, just as a disclaimer, I don't want to invite anyone to do anything illegal. Please first check your local laws, advertisement, and what you can do about it. Modifying advertisement content, subvertise and advertise at the same time, develop methods, examples, critique of the system, billboard hacking, brandalism. Capitalism has always been very good at also selling the criticism of itself. Toolkit for survival: stamping of feet, clapping of hands, gyration of upper bodies, swirling of hips, were all ways that holy ghosts were either awakened or other spirits were welcomed or chased away.
Sound: the static noise goes on, still soft. It sounds like a fly stuck in a lampshade or a pot on the stove with water boiling over the edges.
One messed up layer: how the economy of the internet is fueled by targeted advertisement and profiling. It is something about how advertisement got to the base of how the current internet works, even interwoven with the infrastructures and the dependencies we have. More of a fundamental critique that I don't know yet how to formulate.
Sound: the soft static noise continues. We have received information that it is the sound of the splinter server.
We talked about thinking of communicating through using a concentric circle. En ja, je ziet het, hè? We zijn allemaal vermengd met de privésfeer van anderen. You can become friends with the animal villagers by giving them gifts, and they often give you something in return. Er liggen nog apparaten rond ons, maar ook vooral veel mensen. En ja, smakelijk. Dank u.
This concludes all the echoes.